The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Mike Patania. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ben.
This week, we're going to focus on city property assessments and some of the issues being raised about them. Fill us in on what's been happening.
Yeah, so this week we published kind of a deep dive into real estate assessments in the city of Richmond, basically trying to explain in plain English everything you might need to know about assessing. Just, you know, it's always been kind of a nebulous thing. It feels important since real estate taxes are typically by far the largest contributor to the city's annual budget. In Richmond, there are 76,000 unique real estate parcels, and every year the city has to go out and accurately assess the value in each and every one of them. For residential properties, they have two main methods of finding the value: comparable sales and the cost replacement. Comparable sales is kind of straightforward. If all the houses on your block sell for, let's say $300,000, they're all roughly the same size condition, yours is probably going to be valued at $300,000. Now, cost replacement is the value of what it would cost to replace a building with one of what they call equal utility. Cost replacement methodology for assessing is a little bit controversial because it's calculated by mass appraisal online software that basically make it easy, you know, with almost 80,000 real estate assessments to do every year. City can't go out to each and every property and basically do an inspection. Some critics say that these softwares can't be relied on too heavily. Now, comparable sales and cost replacement, those are how residential assessments are done. Commercial properties use those two factors plus income generation. The city assessor is often using just comparable sales and cost replacement for commercials because property owners aren't required to disclose income that's generated by a property.
And what's been happening with the assessments here in Richmond?
Well, this is probably going to come as no surprise, but they've been going up. We got a bunch of data from the city, specifically about commercial and multifamily properties, and found that since 2020, the cumulative assessed value of all those properties in Richmond have gone up 26%. We also found that in Manchester, pretty hot neighborhood for development, it's gone up 29% in that same time period. This just kind of drives home just how crazy hot and sought after Scott's Addition is. Scott's Addition in that time period has gone up almost 70%.
And if someone isn't happy with their assessment, what are their options?
Well, they can file an appeal to the assessor's office where they make their case that something's amiss. And we found that just as property values have been going up, the volume of appeals that have been getting filed have been going up. An 82% spike in appeals from 2019 to 2023. Unfortunately, the likelihood of you winning your appeal is pretty low. We found that less than a third of all assessment appeals are successful.
And is it possible for somebody to challenge their assessment after losing an appeal?
Yeah, they can go before what's called the Board of Equalization, which I had never heard of before diving into all this. The Board of Equalization is a judicial body appointed by a judge. It's three citizens of Richmond, all of whom work in real estate. They're independent from the assessor's office, and the hearings are kind of like court hearings. I sat in on a few in reporting this story. There's one instance where a homeowner in Bellevue was disputing a 21% increase in his home's assessed value. The board asked him what he thinks his property is worth. The homeowner said, well, to me, this home is worth millions of dollars because I don't want to move. And the board said, well, you know, recent sales show that in Bellevue, there's low supply and extremely high demand. It's been driving up home sales. And homeowner said, well, that shouldn't matter because my house isn't for sale. And, you know, since the city has to assess properties as though they are for sale, this particular homeowner's request was ultimately denied. I bring it up, that exchange felt kind of illustrative of the challenges that the assessor's office and property owners are facing in Richmond these days.
Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Mike Patania from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read this and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.